The European Parliament has awarded the Sakharov Prize for Human Rights to Uyghur activist, economist, and writer Ilham Tohti. He is serving a lifetime prison sentence in China for separatism. Tohti turns 50 years old on Friday. His 2014 trial brought strong criticism from foreign governments and human rights organizations. The head of the European Parliament, David Sassoli, announced the award Thursday. He also asked China to immediately release Tohti from jail. Despite being a voice of moderation and reconciliation, he was sentenced to life in prison following a show trial in 2014, Sassoli told an open session of Parliament. By awarding this prize, we strongly urge the Chinese government to release Tohti, and we call for the respect of minority rights in China, Sassoli added. In September, Tohti won another of Europe's top human rights awards, the Vaclav Havel Prize. The Council of Europe presented him the award for giving the Uyghur people a voice. Tohti became famous for being a moderate voice and as someone who called attention to ethnic tensions in the far western Xinjiang, Uyghur Autonomous Region. Before his arrest in January 2014, Tohti ran the website Uyghur Online, which he also founded. The site included reports about social issues in both the Uyghur and Mandarin Chinese languages. Tohti's website was shut down when he was arrested, the Committee to Protect Journalists said. Tohti was also detained back in 2009 following ethnic violence in Xinjiang. At the time, he wrote about Uyghurs who had been detained and killed in the violence, Amnesty International said. Rights groups and experts say more than 1 million Uyghurs and other mostly Muslim ethnic minorities have been taken to internment camps in Xinjiang. The area also has seen an intense surveillance and security crackdown. At first, China denied the existence of the camps. Now it says they are training schools. It claims Uyghurs are being trained for new jobs in an effort to fight terrorism. An Agence France-Presse investigation of over 1,500 government documents last year found that the camps were run more like jails than schools. The documents showed that weapons were supplied to officials at the camps. China's foreign ministry has called Tohti a separatist who supports extreme terrorism. The U.S. government announced this month that it was blacklisting 28 Chinese businesses and organizations connected to the oppression of Uyghurs in Xinjiang. It also will refuse visas for Chinese officials involved in the detention or abuse of Uyghurs, Kazakhs, or members of other minorities in Xinjiang. I'm Susan Shand.